strange day. It's tax day. No, I might as well say this. I mean, if you followed me at all on Twitter, I mean, I'm late because I'm doing my taxes, because normally these will show up, about maybe 6, 7, maybe 10, 12 hours earlier than they are today, just because I've got taxes going on. I don't know. There's some. It's one of those. It's weird. My mouth isn't working. I don't know. But part of me kind of doesn't want to tell this. Part of me kind of does. My mouth is not talking. Normally, I can go blah, 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 and make my mouth work, but my mouth muscles are not working as fast as they normally do. And it's making me stutter and stumble, and it's really weird, and I've got a headache. So I don't know, folks. It almost sort of makes me believe in, like demonic attacks on your body. You know, like when you're tired, like demons attack you or whatever. Like that, it almost, like, I've never really seen that a lot, but it almost makes me suspect it, because it's just really, really uncanny. Because I've decided, looking through this week and looking over everything that's going on. No, I mean, I'm having to enunciate my words loudly and clearly just to get them out of my mouth. And it's not normal, and it's just one of those things. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired. I need to go do stuff, and I've been at it all day. But that sounds like I'm talking funny, and I'm really milking it. I'm just trying to make my mouth work. I know this is weird. My mother, assuming that my mother's listening to my own podcast, she'd probably go, "Your mouth doesn't work? Well, which that's what happened when you were a kid." I probably got a lot of classmates from college and high school and childhood who said that same. Anyhow. I've looked at what's going on this week, and I'm starting to think that this is part of a demonic attack against Jesse, maybe, because I've decided that I'm going to think more. I didn't table it. I didn't give it up. I'm thinking more seriously about really going after Sunday culture as a demonic thing. I haven't decided if it's demonic or not, but I'm thinking about going after it as if it is. Or that it might be, and maybe I should go after it, or whatever. There's so much weirdness about what's going on everywhere in the world. And I'll just tell you why I'm even thinking about launching on this Sunday morning jazz. George, the audience is smart enough to know that I'm not getting on some sort of a religious wacko pedestal. They're okay. Let's look at it this way. You know how Christians like to complain about certain clothing or certain morality issues and all that stuff? All right, follow this. In the Christian Bible-based worldview, there are certain rules about sexuality and sex and what's okay and what's not okay. Marriage, same-sex relationships, wearing very, very revealing sexual clothing. There are things about this. Okay. Maybe other issues too. I suppose we could get into drug and substance abuse, but let's just keep it simple. We'll just call them morality issues. And a lot of Christians are fighting about whether it's okay to have, a guy's cheating on his wife, and is it okay for him and his girlfriend to go to church together? Or, you know, you've got same-sex relationships or marriages, and is that okay? And there's a lot of argument about this. And my purpose here is not to opine or advocate any position on those. I have positions on those. I'm not going to address that. My point is, it's a big ruckus. Everyone's all excited about it. Everyone's all mad about it. And it wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't a Sunday morning. The premise to the whole debate is same-sex relationships okay? Is it all right to be unfaithful to your spouse? Or open? Is an open marriage okay? You know, there's just questions about this. It's only a question whether or not it's okay to accept certain things on Sunday morning is only a problem if there's a Sunday morning. Now, if there's not a Sunday morning, all of a sudden it's not a problem anymore. If the church doesn't perform a state government certified marriage ceremony, then the question of state certified same-sex marriage doesn't apply to the church anymore. Who in heaven or hell or wherever else is the church to do a state government certified marriage ceremony? That should be purely inside religion. If you want a state certified marriage, you should, go ahead. If your religion wants you to go do this with a priest or a pastor or whatever, or if you're supposed to go do your marriage with that, go do it. But if you want a state certified marriage, you should have to go do the vows all over again in front of a judge. That's how it should be. And if that's how it was, this wouldn't be a problem. So there's just too much obsession about the Sunday morning thing. And I'm not advocating getting rid of it. I'm just saying that it's only a problem because it's there. If it wasn't there, it wouldn't be a problem. The Bible doesn't say you got to meet on Sunday morning. The Bible doesn't say you need to have coming together every week with a group of Christians who have licensed and registered themselves with the government. You know, that's not biblical. And a lot of the fights that go on with Christian church and politics, it's all because the Sunday morning thing exists. Get rid of it, it's not a problem. You know, is it all right for same-sex people to show up on Sunday morning? Well, I don't go to Sunday morning. If you just invite people over to your house, or you just get together and meet with people informally, then it's up to you individually. There's no longer a corporate vote. Maybe there's people that have a broken marriage. One guy cheated on his wife, and their marriage has fallen apart. And they want to talk about it. Well, then get together with just a few Christians and they can make the decision themselves if it's not part of this official church thing that everybody has to share. It's no longer a problem, see? So there's a lot of that. I mean, same thing with clothes. Is it all right to talk to a hooker about Jesus? Well, on Sunday morning you shouldn't because there's children. Well, get rid of Sunday morning and then go talk to the hooker about Jesus anytime you want to, and then nobody cares. There's a group out in Vegas called Cupcake Girls that are doing that. So if we drop this obsession with officiation and everything, my goodness. So many things. Just pastors are wonderful people, but they get burned out and attacked by the very people that they lead. Without that Sunday morning thing, if those pastors were doing something else, they wouldn't get attacked and gossiped about so much. So I look at the necessity of this and how many problems it creates by being there. And I'm thinking I might be talking about other stuff related, but I'm out of time and have to get to the point. The big picture often trumps all. Look at your annual budget when deciding your monthly budget. Filing for a tax extension because you procrastinated actually takes more time because of the additional filing. That's about 5 minutes you took from your year that you could have spent better reading the Bible or watching baseball. When people stonewall, it's really annoying and frustrating, and you know what? It's not that big of a wall. Only petty people stonewall because only petty people care. The same goes for insults and gossip and anything. The big picture prioritizes money, time, strategy, and friendship. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.